Refugees have fled their homelands, countries such as Syria and Sudan, to come to France in search of a better life. According to the European Commission, in the year 2016, 76,000 asylum seekers sought refuge in France, a slight increase from the previous year. However, many of these migrants are living on the street in unsanitary conditions without shelter or regular access to food.
We've been in Paris for 3 months now, waiting for an apartment without any help. We are living on the street without food, without sanitation, and during the Ramadan, the situation is very awful.
The French government guarantees some services to refugees. OFI, the Office of Immigration, guarantees women with children the right to accommodation, some financial aid, and information. However, single male refugees are often left to fend for themselves in makeshift camps, living in tents or shanties. The French police routinely break up these camps and demand that the refugees move on. But to where? A newly built center for refugees houses only 400 people, and there is simply not sufficient room there for the people who need shelter.
Now we are in Ramadan and people are fasting. We are living under the bridge without any food or accommodation. Our situation in France is very difficult. It is deplorable.
Humanitarian groups provide aid and assistance to refugees in the form of information and supplies. However, the need far outstrips the ability of these grassroots organizations to help. This leaves vulnerable refugees living in substandard conditions in France, the very country that they fled to, seeking help. Elise Peasley, Presse TV, Paris.